House Bill 1305, an act to devise, define terrorism to create the crime of terrorism and to provide a penalty therefor.
Is that House Bill 1305 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks, Senator Whiting?
Well, Madam President, members of the body, House Bill 1305 is obviously brought to us by the current tragic situation that we find ourselves in as a nation, and to whereby we need to have a look at activities in a way that we obviously did not a few months ago. In our statutes, unlike the federal statutes, there is in fact no definition of this crime of terrorism that we've become all too acutely aware of in the last months. What House Bill 1305 does, it defines terrorism under our statutes, and that of course is a person who commits a terroristic act is really committing a unique crime. It is not only intended to destroy or endanger life and intimidate the citizens, but it is also meant to influence policy in some way. Terrorism is an attempt to disrupt the state, the nation, to damage the economy, and so on. Activities that we were not faced with to such a great extent a few months ago, but now we find necessary to define in our own statutes. Basically, what House Bill 1305 does is define the acts of terrorism and specify the penalty, therefore. The penalty being imposed for an individual found guilty of terrorism would be a Class A felony, which is either life in prison without parole or the death sentence. Terrorism is defined at the federal level, and the penalty is the same. This bill was, in fact, modeled after the federal statute. So it does clarify in our own laws, the laws of the state of South Dakota, what the nature of this crime and the penalty, therefore. I would urge your passage.
Further remarks? Senator McIntyre.
Thank you. And I would have an amendment. It's been distributed. It's
motion.
Senator McIntyre moves that House Bill 1305 be amended as follows.
Okay, we've waived the reading. It's 1305 MA. It was distributed yesterday.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second discussion on the McIntyre motion to amend? Senator McIntyre.
Thank you. I concur with the intention of 1305, and I'm submitting that we need to clarify somewhat the broadening of the federal statutes that 1305 in its unamended form would give us. And a couple of significant changes to the, in line 7, we are adding, after dangerous 2, we're adding a phrase, the life of another under the circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the value of, and then it continues, human life including, and then they go on to the other thing. And then down in line 10, we are adding after influences by coercion. There are all kinds of influences that we can, hopefully, legitimate influences that we would try to make. And we think by adding the words by coercion, we are specifying with some specificity exactly what kinds of acts would be considered terrorist acts. The whole idea here is that a person has a right to protest, and the right to protest stops when others are threatened by that act of protest. We are thinking by adding this line, these lines that I just have enumerated, that would make more clear exactly what the act of terrorism is, and then we could go on and pass the bill because it would be of a cleaner form. So I would urge your support of the amendment to 1305.
Further remarks on the McIntyre motion to amend?
Madam President,
Senator Whiting.
A point of order. Do we have, Senator McIntyre, do we have that at our desk?
Madam President, yes.
Senator McIntyre.
It was distributed yesterday. You should have 1305 MA.
And so you're going with the amendment that you asked yesterday.
We discussed that, and we have a disagreement,
okay.
But
okay.
Not
Thank
a misunderstanding
you.
Anymore.
Okay. Comments, Senator Whiting?
Well, Madam President, members of the body, I would ask you to resist House Bill the amendment to House Bill 1305. That's Amendment MA. We have gone back and forth over this, and I've talked with Senator McIntyre and others about it. I think this is flawed in a number of ways. But let's just use one example, and sometimes an example is the best way to illustrate how something might not work. The intent here is that you have to in this amendment is that you would have to endanger or cause damage to the life of another. That I think is the essence of the amendment. But let's imagine this circumstance that a person wishes to release all of the inmates in the state penitentiary system, and so they announce to the public, they announce to the governor, that unless all the prisoners are released by a certain time and a certain date, they are going to blow themselves up. They're going to jump off the bridge, whatever. Obviously, they're not going to be doing damage to anybody else other than themselves as far as physical damage, as far as loss of life is concerned. But are they going to be doing damage to the state and to the citizenry? Obviously, they would be. I think that example alone demonstrates why this amendment simply would not work, although it is intended to define as a terrorist only those who do physical damage to life to another, including taking the life of another. So I would resist, ask you to resist the amendment.
Further remarks on the McIntyre motion to amend. Senator McIntyre.
Thank you, Madam President. And just very briefly, what Senator Whiting just described would be what I would consider an extreme act of protest. But we need to draw the line between what is protest and what is terrorism. Now, if in blowing myself up because I am taking the extreme action of protest, if in by blowing myself up I endanger Senator Whiting or anybody else in the vicinity, then that becomes a terrorist act. If I isolate myself and douse myself with gasoline and find a very safe place where I'm not going to destroy any property or life other than my own self, that is an act of protest. I personally don't see where I could protest to that extent, but people do. And we maintain that is a very extreme method of getting people's attention, but it is not a terrorist act. And that's the very essence of why we would like to have these few words added, simply to safeguard the freedoms that we have to make a decision, right or wrong, good or bad, the decision must be made. Do I feel so strongly about what the government is doing that I must give the extreme sacrifice of sacrificing my own life? I personally may not approve of that behavior, but I don't know that I can take that away from somebody and call that a terrorist act. So it's a matter somewhat of semantics. I hope that we can pass 1305 with the amendment because I frankly think it is stronger and it allows us much more self-protection.
Further remarks, Senator Whiting.
Well, perhaps I could address a question to the proponent of the amendment, Senator McIntyre. Let's not take quite as extreme example as I did, where the choice might be more difficult. But let's say that someone wants to release all the prisoners out of the Custer County Jail, and there are three or four prisoners in there. And he says, if you don't do it, and one of them happens to be his uncle or whatever, if he says you don't do it, I'm going to blow myself up. We know, and I think all of us will recognize, that in our society we do place a very high value upon life. There would be an inclination, a desire to preserve life, even the life of that person who is making that threat. And the authorities could very well be intimidated to the point of letting the prisoners out of the Custer County Jail. Would not the release of the prisoners from the Custer County jails by that coercive act not be considered terrorism?
Senator McIntyre.
Madam President, Senator Whiting, I am not a lawyer, but I do believe that suicide is an illegal act, and the threat of suicide could be dealt with without having to resort to calling it terrorism. So I would not consider your description terrorism. Now, that probably the courts will have to work out, but I think that the situation that you described could be dealt with less escalation. In other words, if I announce that I am going to blow myself up, I am announcing an attempt at suicide, and the authorities have every right to react to that action appropriately, and I hope they would.
Further remarks on the McIntyre motion to amend. Senator Whiting.
Well, I would just offer the body that the threat of suicide I don't think would be a crime in and of itself, and certainly even an attempted suicide would be a much lesser crime under our statutes than would be the terrorism act that's proposed here. But I suggest that it is an act of terrorism. You'd be releasing dangerous persons among our population. That, I think, is easily defined as an act of terrorism. I would ask you to resist the amendment.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is the Senator McIntyre motion to amend House Bill 1305. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No!
The motion is lost. Further remarks on House Bill 1305? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1305. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
APA.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Craddock.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuig.
Aye.
Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry. Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everst. Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting.
It did.
Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
House Bill 1305 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.